Hi, this is Janet Jackson, and you're listening to the savior of Radio 1, Chris Moyles.
Mahalo for calling this hotel.
Your morning's just got better. The savior is here. His aftershave is Old Spice. His breath still stinks of beer. He laughs at famous people because he just doesn't care.
Hello?
He looks like Terry Wogan, but he's got his own hair.
Great start.
The Chris Moyles Show, National Radio.
What happened there?
You played it on vinyl.
Yeah. The jingle singer's getting a bit... singers. Sandy makes the jingles. Ace is calling them jingles.
Why?
I don't know.
They are jingles.
Well, he likes to refer to the singers as singers, not jingle singers.
But they sing jingles.
I know! Anyway, thank you, Wes. What a crazy guy. You know, I like Wes on in the morning. I really do. I think he's got a nice show. The production is a bit ropey. Timing's all over the place, but that's Andy for you. Desperate to be on the air himself. You're always breaking into Wes's show. I hate producers who think they sound decent on the air, don't you, Rach?
Yeah, it's terrible.
How the hell did you disgrace? We're all so awake this morning.
I know, it's scary.
Been awake all week, actually, to be honest.
It's only Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you worry, we'll be tired by Thursday. In fact, we're out tonight on the Radio 1 DJ dinner.
But it's a secret location.
Yeah, we actually genuinely, honestly don't know where we're going. We're all getting on a coach and going to a secret location for our dinner. If, you know, seriously, if it turns out being my house, I'm going to be really peed off. So we need to put the cars back for the morning. I just suddenly thought that, actually.
Okay. Oh, do we? We're having a lion tomorrow?
Yeah, I think so.
Do you think?
Yeah, because we'll be drinking.
Well, that wasn't run past me, was it?
No, we've just has there. You're not listening.
Job done.
Anyway, so, back to what I was originally saying. Thank you, Wes. Good morning to you. 6:57, I am Chris Moyles, the saviour of Radio 1. Tuesday morning. Good morning!
See, I reckon you're about an 8 or a 9.
Maybe even 9.5 in 4 beers' time.
That blue top shop top you've got on is nice. Bit too much fake tan, no, but yeah, you score high. But then, white-shirted man.
I'm not trying.
Yeah, I'm hoping when we get back from Portugal, I'll have a hearty, hearty tan.
I would like to. I think you are.
With a milkshake in your hand.
And the donut as well.
My gosh, no.
They're my favourite types of women.
What do I give up? I've got a girlfriend anyway.
Oi, whoa, we've all had a bit drink,
drunk,
mate.
We've had a few, fair play. I got this Stella I bombed from that last cafe. This night's not even begun.
Yes, yes, oh yay.
I did fancy you a bit though, yeah, I must say. I would rather I had mugged myself on display. But this is just another case of female stopping play in an otherwise total result of a holiday.
No, 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 no way, no way.
Better not be.
People have been texting in. We've got our Radio 1 DJ dinner tonight. Do you know, I really didn't think anybody pays attention to the first link.
Are they saying where it is?
They're saying, we've worked out where you're going for your surprise dinner. Hell's Kitchen. Hey, we bloody better not. Bloody be getting the main course by the time it's, showtime.
Tell you what, I hope we're not. I mean, seriously.
I hope we're not.
We've just completely blown that if we are going there.
Oh, well. Hey, don't blame me, blame the listeners for being smart asses. We wouldn't be going there, would we?
I don't think so.
Well, all the Radio 1 mainstream daytime DJs going for a DJ dinner at Hell's Kitchen. So Andy's going, okay, so with the new Radar results and the way we're progressing forward, and Angus Dayton's walking around doing a link. Hello, I used to be on BBC One till I got caught with the slap. That kind of thing. It's not going to work well, is it? Anyway, I watched it last night for the first time.
So did I.
It's a brilliant show, bar from Angus Dayton, who just looks really uncomfortable. He looks like he's in his own presenting hell. Anyway, we'll talk about that later. We're going to play Jet next, because I want to play lots of great records this morning. And after the streets, we'll play Jet. Are You Going to Be My Girl? After we get some music spot from Dom and Jules, it's 7:01.
A baby is born from sperm frozen for 2 decades.
And is Hussein about to retire?
BBC. Radio on Newsbeat, it's now 7:04.
I missed the girls fighting last night on Corrie. Juliet was so excited yesterday. She said, oh, I can't wait. Two episodes of Corrie tonight?
There's three on last night.
Three.
Yeah.
Three then. No, no. Do you know, I'm not really watching it at the moment. I'm not watching it. But every time I switch on, that poor little girl is pregnant again. What's wrong with her? Slap her. She's always got a baby. on the go. How old is she?
Well, she's got one. She's got Bethany, and she's got baby Billy inside.
Yeah. Baby Billy?
Hmm. Yeah.
And baby Billy was fathered by who?
Todd, the gay one.
Todd. Now, is he gay, or is he just confused?
Gay.
He came out last night.
Is he definitely gay?
Oh, yeah.
Right, okay. And Adam Rickett, who's he?
Sarah's brother.
Brother. Okay, right, okay. So confusing. And who's the kid with the ginger hair with the dog?
Oh, Chesney.
You see, you go away for a few weeks. The whole world changes.
Chesney's mum left him.
Right.
She's gone off with another bloke.
Right, okay.
So, Les?
She was the rough one that was knocking off Les, wasn't she?
Yeah, Les is looking after.
Is that
Chesney.
Fizz's brother? Or
yeah.
Is...
yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, it is, yeah.
And Fizz lives with Kirk.
But Fizz is embarrassed of her mum, you see.
Yeah.
Doesn't like her.
Nah. She looked right cheap.
Do you know what? I've got to say to the three of you, you really have got to get out more often. You know that.
Since we started in the morning, we've had a lot of fun. Increase the listening figures, made Peter Andre number one. So next we'll go to Portugal and eat up all the pies. The only thing that's left to do is win a Nobel Peace Prize.
We'll probably get a bronze for that, though.
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
6 minutes past seven, you have to get out of bed and dance around the bedroom to the following song. You have absolutely no excuses. What was that?
Who was that?
Someone coughing.
Wasn't me.
Is that on the track? Is that the record? Or is it Dominic?
Oh, no, it wasn't me.
It's on the record.
It's on the record.
I'm ready. Ready? Go. Get out of bed. Get out of bed now. Get out of bed and play air guitar, air drums and air vocals to Jet. Go! Sugar Babes and Round Round.
When I go.
Sing it, Dave, don't you?
When I go.
In 3 seconds, that'll be 7:14. Now.
There you go.
Thanks for playing Jet, it sounds great. Pure class, woke me up. Do yourself a big favour, Chris, and go and see Jet live. Went to see them last year, they were fantastic. I've got tickets for tomorrow, actually. Let's go see Jet. Have you got tickets? No? You should be more famous like me.
I might be busy.
What, Wednesday night?
Yeah.
Behave.
Actually, with Rachel's track record at the moment, she'll be boozing. She's become the drinker of the group. she's making Juliet look sober.
Not that bad.
No, that's true. Look at Juliet's face. What do you mean, not that bad?
I'm on detox now till the end of the week.
Are you?
Yeah.
Right. Is that some kind of foreign wine? It's really nice. Like a Chardonnay. That's how I think I'm going to go see Jet tomorrow. But I only know that song, though.
Apparently they're very good live, though.
So, the rest of it, I'll be like... Why did they do that nice song? I know. Right, so, Alad is out somewhere in the UK. I spoke to him last night. And, because we've got these video phones, right? Do you know the...
I've seen them, yeah, the 3G ones, aren't they?
Yeah.
I don't know what it means.
What,
3G?
Yeah. What does that mean?
I don't know. Three gigabytes, or I don't know. Gigawatts.
3 gigawatts.
I'm not entirely sure.
I don't think it's that.
No, but the thing is, you know, technology confuses me sometimes, Rachel.
Yeah, doesn't it? Light switches, doors.
I'm a bit of a Luddite.
So we got these video phones. So last night we kind of going, hello, hello, and my girlfriend Sophie's there. She's going, oh, wow, look at that. It's a video phone. You can see him. Isn't that great? Where are you, Alad? And he goes, oh, don't tell me. I'm not allowed to know. So all I know is that he was in a hotel.
Ah.
So, I don't want to give anything away. I hope that's not ruined it for anyone. But Alad is somewhere in the UK. Yesterday, where was he yesterday again?
Cambridge.
That was it.
Jesus Green, he was.
So, he will be somewhere else in the UK. And we'll talk to him after 7:30. We will do the password in 14 minutes' time at 7:30. You need this password. Everyone keeps texting and going, Chris, it's not a password, it's passphrase.
Shut up.
Whatever. I give a rat's ass. I'm going.
You're not coming.
I've got my tickets to Portugal anyway, sunshine. Password. Passphrase. I can't say it. So, Alan is going to be in this secret location. We'll give out the password, passphrase, at 7:30, exactly 7:30. And then he'll come on the radio about 7:40, give some clues to where he is. If you can work it out and you can find him, you're the first person to get to him and shout the password. You get 2 tickets to our airport final in a couple of weeks. If you win that airport final, you're getting on a plane that afternoon and coming to Portugal with us to see all of England's 3 qualifying games for Euro 2004. It's a good prize. But you need the password. It's very important. We'll give that password out at 7:30 today.
Chris Moyle Show.
7:17 with the Beastie Boys. Third generation.
Oh, what, 3G?
Yeah, yeah.
About
1,000 text messages have just come in.
Oh, 3 gigawatts.
Music's been very get-out-of-beddy this morning, isn't it?
Uplifting, I think.
Streets, Jet, Beastie Boys, check it out.
What's it all about?
And they're going to be in the live lounge with Joe Wiley later on today, apparently. So there you go.
Terrific.
Yeah. No sleep till... Brooklyn! So, Dave and I are wasted at this place. We really are. Most mornings, anyway. Hi, if you're just waking up, morning. I'm Chris. That's Rach in the background, surfing for porn on a computer. You can hear it. Seriously. Trying to do a link, all you can hear is...
Big Willie style. It's not a Will Smith site.
Don't say that. My mum will be listening.
She won't be listening.
She knows that. She knows the Will Smith official site. Mm. Don't worry.
Oi.
She's a big fan of Will Smith.
She isn't.
Is she not?
No.
Is she a big fan of...
She's not, Chris, honestly. She's not a big Will Smith fan.
Don't you embarrass my mother on the air.
Exactly.
Morning to my mum, by the way. Oh, she won't be listening. Morning, Mum and Dad. Just in case Dad's listening. Morning, Dad. He's having an operation today. So, best of luck to my dad. Actually, he just lies there. Really, best of luck to the surgeon and all the doctors and people around with forceps or whatever they're called. They're like tongs, aren't they?
Yeah, like big salad tongs.
They're not actually salad tongs.
No, but they're not for salad, but they're the same kind of, design.
Well, I'm hoping that they'll use all the proper paraphernalia.
Not a salad tongue. That'd be daft.
Anyway. So anyway, good luck, Dad. You'll be fine. Do you mind not laughing, please?
Well, no,
I'm not laughing
tired.
At you.
To be fair, you started this link and took it down this ridiculous road.
No, I didn't. Can I just point out, my dad's having open heart surgery. No, he's having a heart bypass today. And you're making jokes about
not
it.
Not making jokes.
I'm sick of
not
you.
Making jokes.
Not making jokes at that. Making jokes at Dave's tongs.
Right, buzz off. Can we do this, please?
Yep.
Brought a CD in from home this morning. If you like it, text buzz on to 81199. If you don't like it, text buzz off. The reaction and the text messages have been rubbish the last 2 days. I want you to make an effort. Get your mobile phone out now. Motorcycle helmet, cardigan, Rachel, cold feet. Right. Buzz on if you like it to 81199. Buzz off if you don't like it to 81199. Are you ready?
Yep.
Dominic?
Sounds like Supergrass.
Is the right answer. Oh, yes. Sing! If you want to go out. If you want to go out. Text now if you like it. Read it in the paper. Tell me what it's all about. If you want to stay. Voting is very close.
Freedom of the papers, all you got to do. Don't know.
for a sweat come back. I can tell you now, I swear, it's 50-50 on the text. Off is winning by one vote. You can make a difference. Buzz on or buzz off. 81199. Show your love for the Supergrass.
Buzz.
Listener buzz. Oh.
It's fading anyway. Top record.
I tell you what, 50.19% say buzz off, 49.81% say buzz on. And it was literally to-ing and fro-ing for the whole song. I've never seen it that close ever. I'm quite surprised by that, actually. I think it's a great record.
It is good, but then towards the end it starts... You know, you're playing the organ a bit too much and stuff.
No,
do you know what I mean?
No, they're not playing the organ a bit too much.
They are. They're playing the Hammond organ too much.
Oh, let me just get on the phone Supergrass and tell them. Maybe they'll re-record it for the greatest hits coming out soon.
They should do.
Anyway, I like it, so there you go. And half of you were 2,600 people just texting. So half of you who liked it, thank you. The other half... Oh my god, they're playing two guitar records in a row. God, everyone will switch off. Says there'll be a meeting about this later.
Power Summit.
Yeah. Right, we'll do some news next with Dominic at 7:28. Can't explain all the feelings that you're making. I predict they're going to be huge. Sedanus, I believe in a thing called love.
Radio 1.
No idea! I genuinely don't have any idea where Alan is today. Rachel's the only one on the show who knows where he is.
Does she producer like? She needs to know.
Dave and I, Dominic Jules, don't know where he is. We're going to talk to him in about 2 records time after the news and sport. He will give us some clues as to his whereabouts. If you can work out where he is, and you can find him, and you run up to him, you need to shout today's password.
Sorry, pass phrase.
Pass whatever.
If you are the first person to find him and you correctly shout out the password, pass phrase, pass whatever, he will give you a pair of tickets to come to our airport final in a couple of weeks' time. 3 of those finalists will then jump on a plane with us and come to Portugal. They can each bring a mate. So you need today's pass phrase word thing.
Nice.
Who wants to do it?
I'll do it if you want.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
Ready?
You tell me. Today's password is...
Now? Okay. Olé, olé, olé,
Can I win today?
Genius, isn't it?
I'll say that again. Ole, ole, ole. Can I win today?
It's three oles.
Ole thrice.
That's right. Right, so if you know where Alan is and you can find him, that's what you need to shout to him. That's got to be the first thing that comes out of your mouth. Ole, ole, ole. Can I win today? Sing it if you want. We don't really care. Just get it right. We'll talk to Alan in about 10 minutes. BBC. Radio 1. Newsbeat. Khalees coming up, Room 5 coming up, plus we'll play the official England song for Portugal Euro 2004, The Farm All Together Now.
As mixed by DJ Spoonie.
Well, yes.
Hmm.
Don't exactly know how much mixing, because it sounds a bit like the original, but with a woman going, over it.
That's the bit he mixed in.
Oh, is it? Yeah, yeah. Well, God bless him. Let's get some news from Dominic now. 7:32.
And the main story this morning, President Bush is...
As well.
Scientists in Manchester have confirmed they've used sperm that's been frozen for 21 years to create a healthy baby.
Nice.
The father's samples were stored when he was 17. That's before he had treatment for testicular cancer. Doctors think it's a world record.
We had a fascinating conversation about this morning, didn't we?
We did, yeah.
Because we were trying to work out the whole story about it.
Mm.
Right. So when he was 17, he banked his...
Sperm. Yeah.
And just, you know, for later in life, if he ever met, you know, a woman he wanted to have children with.
He was worried that the treatment he was having for testicular cancer would leave him infertile.
Now, we were saying this, and I don't mean to sound flippant, so there's obviously no use-by date.
Mm. No, and this is the point with this story, it's that it's the longest sort of gap, if you like, between, I should say, donating and producing.
Yes.
21 years, yeah.
I think you did very well with choosing those two words wisely.
Thank you. So, that was sperm news. Other news, head teachers in England have called for the scrapping of social association of head teachers. Don't do that. Anyway, Billy Piper is going to play Doctor Who's assistant in the new BBC series. She says she is absolutely thrilled to have landed the role of Rose Tyler. She'll start alongside the new Time Lord, Christopher Eccleston.
Can I just say, Comedy Dave and I...
Hello.
We used to know Billy Piper. We were friends with her.
We went to her 16th birthday party.
Yeah. We were about five and a half years ago. I'll say the five again. We were friends with Billy Piper. And she's lovely. And I'm delighted for her. And you know what? She'll be great.
She will be really... She's a brilliant actress as well, isn't she?
She's lovely.
Have you seen her recently?
She's got big hands like a man, but she's beautiful. And she'll be great. And I'm really pleased for her.
Does the size of her hands matter?
I don't know, but she does. She has big hands. She's only a small girl.
Mm.
But she's got hands like a goalkeeper.
And Madonna kicked off her reinvention tour in LA. The show featured dramatic war images as a video backdrop to some of her biggest hits. The gig finished about an hour ago. Newsbeat's Peter Bowes has just...
Celtic take on Seville.
Seriously, hands like David Seaman. I just want to go back to the story that you just casually dropped in. About Roberto Carlos is on his way to Chelsea,
yes.
Rumours are. And he just went, you know, oh, I'm from Real Madrid, yeah. With about £120,000 a week in his pocket. £120,000 a week?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's like, you know, Bex over at Real gets almost that much, and Sol Campbell ran £100,000 a week at Arsenal, and Roy Keane gets a lot of money at Man U.
Seriously, I'm going to change my agent. I'm going to get one of these football agents. I mean, I'm not being greedy. I'll have half of that.
It's big business.
I could survive on £60,000 a week, easy. Do you know what? I'm generous. 50. How about that?
I always wonder what you actually would do if you were paid £120,000 a week. Where on earth you'd put your money?
I'd spend
it. Put it in the bank.
I'd spend it.
How many carry bags would you need if you're going to put it under the bed? I think Dominic would spend it.
I'd spend it.
What would you spend it on?
Just stuff. Do you want the weather?
What, like...
Expensive things.
Like what?
Cars and holidays.
What car would you buy?
I'd buy a... I don't know, actually. Buy a new Mini.
Hang on, so you'd earn £120,000 a week.
Yeah, but I put lots of modifications on it, Dave.
Like what?
Bigger wheels. Here's the weather.
Bigger wheels?
I don't know. Sunshine in the south, a few showers in Scotland.
One road travel.
Bigger wheels.
It's a four-number A road this morning. It's the A3400 in Warwickshire. There are long southbound delays on Birmingham Road in Stratford-upon-Avon. It's all because of roadworks at the junction with Joseph Way.
One road travel. On Radio 1.
And it's 7:39. The Chris Moyle Show.
We'll talk to Alan in two records' time. He'll give clues as to where he is in the UK. If you can find him and you know today's password, you could be coming to our airport final in a couple of weeks. If you win that, you're flying with us to Portugal to see England. This is Khalees at Radio 1. Room 5 and Make Love for that Khalees and Trick Me. Right, we're off then.
Radio 1. Where's Alan?
Morning, Alan.
Good morning, Chris. I'd like to thank you as well for the beautiful way you woke me up this morning.
Well, what can I tell you?
Seeing you and Rachel in my bed at 6 a.m. is a sight I never thought I'd see.
I'd like to explain to anyone who's just switched on that we've got these video mobiles. Right, I wasn't in his bed. Do you know, Rachel and I appreciate the fact that while we're grafting down here in the studio, you're still in bed in some hotel somewhere.
Did you notice I was actually naked? I actually got it with a video. So I just pressed the green button to answer, and there's only halfway through I heard Rachel going, "I hope you're covered up." I was like, oh, damn, I'm not.
Halfway through what?
If you saw anything.
I don't know. Didn't see a thing, thank God.
Good, that's right then.
Right, okay, so day two then. You are somewhere in the UK. Let's have a listen and see if there's any noise.
No. I can tell you what noise there is, actually. Just a second ago, as I was walking here, some flat or car right next door to me is playing you really loudly.
So what, had us on?
Yes.
Okay, all right then.
Which is a bit strange.
So there you go, there's a clue. If you just got it. Was it a flat or a car?
I'm not sure, actually. I couldn't find out where it was coming
from.
There
you go, that's a great clue. So if you're listening in a flat or a car
where they hear Radio 1.
Yeah. Okay, give me some clues then.
Okay, I'm in an English city.
Okay, he's in England again, another English city. All right.
In the city, there's a biscuit factory which doesn't make any biscuits. And I'm standing on a river.
You're standing, what?
Well, like Jesus.
It's a feat, but yes, I'm standing on a river.
You're standing on a river?
Yes.
Are you on a bridge, then?
Are you going to start getting really technical with everything?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm on a bridge.
Okay, well, see, that's what you got to say. Are you on a bridge over a river?
Yes. It could be vague. It could be a barge. It could be a bridge. It could be a boat.
You just don't. What is it? You said it was a bridge.
Yeah. But now I have to narrow it down to a bridge, then.
Yeah, because you weren't standing on a river, were you? That would be ridiculous.
Well, there's something in between me and the river, granted.
Yeah, a bridge.
Okay, a bridge.
All right. So you're in an English city that has, what was the biscuit thing?
There's a biscuit factory which doesn't make any biscuits.
See, that, I would imagine if you knew what he was talking about, that would be glaringly obvious.
Mm.
But I don't. A biscuit factory that doesn't make any biscuits.
As if maybe the biscuit factory is a name of something else. Like perhaps a club.
Like a what?
Club. Not Club Biscuit, that'd be different.
What, a club called the Biscuit Factory?
I don't know.
Currently, there is no one running towards me.
Okay. Well, story of your life, Alan. All right, so we've given out the password today. They have to get it right. What we'll do is, if you see someone...
Yeah.
Right, I want you to put them on the phone to me straight away.
Fine.
Right.
Okay.
Anybody around?
No.
No, I love this. I do like the fact that
it's a slow start, isn't it?
Nowhere. Yeah, but if he was on a ring road, it'd be a bit glaringly obvious. Do you know what I mean?
Some people are getting it right.
Are they really?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's where they're Alan's clues. He's in an English city, standing on a bridge over a river, and in that city there's a biscuit factory that doesn't make biscuits. Am I right?
You're right. I think it's going to go quite quickly today. You need to be quick.
Okay, all right. Well, we'll play another record. We'll come back to you.
Cool.
All right. Hang on there, boy.
Cheers.
In the morning, Alan is somewhere in an English city on his mobile phone. If you're the first to find him and you've got today's password all correct, we'll see you at our airport final. If you win the airport final, or you're one of the three winners, you and a mate of yours will be getting on a plane with us to Portugal, and you'll go to all three of England's qualifying games. It's a hell of a prize. We'll check back with them after this. It's the official England song for this year. Remember, boy, that your forefathers died. Parliament, All Together Now, 2004.
Radio 1. Where's Alan?
Hello, Alan.
Hello.
Any news?
A guy has just walked up to me, and he's starting to sing it to me already.
Right, put him on the phone to me now.
Okay. Hello?
Hello, you're live on the air. Don't get me fired.
I'll not, I promise.
What's your name?
Phil.
Phil?
Yep.
Okay, what's today's password?
Shit.
Oh, no! Phil! Apologise, Phil.
Apologise, Phil. Sorry.
Guess what? He ain't going.
Sorry.
That wasn't the password we were looking for.
That's not the password at all. And that was yesterday's password. I'm really, 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 so really, really, really sorry to everybody. I'm sorry. That was out of our hands. I apologise.
Really, really sorry.
Phil.
Everybody.
Right, Phil.
Yes?
Do you know what it is or not?
Ole, 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 ole. There's more people coming.
I can't give it to... Phil, I can't... Phil, I can't give it to you. It's wrong.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Bye. Oh, no! There's more people here.
It was lovely working with you. Enjoy working with Scott Mills tomorrow, Alan.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. All right, there are other people there?
Yeah, there's someone else here.
Okay, just stick one of them on the phone to me.
Okay, I'm going to put you on air.
Okay, all right, yeah.
Okay, out of breath. Hang on.
Okay, that's okay.
Hello.
Hello, my name is Chris Moyles. You're live on Radio 1. Please, whatever you do, don't swear.
Not a problem.
What is your name?
Ian McCran.
Ian?
Yeah.
Ian, what's today's password?
Ole, 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 I want to win tickets today.
Dave?
Well, technically it's not right, is it? It depends how strict we're going to be.
It's not right. I can't give it to you.
All right, mate.
I'm really sorry.
Okay.
We clearly gave it out three times, didn't we?
Right, I'll put Alan back on. Bye, mate. All right.
Hello.
Okay, right. They're getting it. It's not. They're not right.
What? Okay.
It's not right. It's got to be word for word right, because otherwise it's not fair.
Okay. Do you want to say it to me now again, or should I just keep putting the next person on?
Put somebody else on if there's someone else who's got it. Yeah.
There's another guy. The next person to arrive. What's your name?
Mark.
Mark.
All right.
Mark.
Stick him on the air.
Do not swear.
Mark.
Morning, Chris.
Please don't swear.
Chris.
Yes, Mark.
Is
yes.
Ole, ole, ole!
It's not right!
What's the end of it?
It's not right!
Ole, 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 can I win today?
It's the right answer!
Get in the box!
Oh, good God, I'm having a heart attack!
They're pulling teeth.
Right, Mark.
Yes.
How old are you?
I'm 27.
27, where are you from?
Newcastle.
Right, and where are you right now? Where are you and Alan?
I am on the Millennium Bridge on the River Tyne.
What was the Biscuit Factory reference?
It's like an art gallery.
Okay, all right. Mark, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
I'm going to see you in a hotel on June the 10th, and if you get that, if you win that, you're coming with us to Portugal.
Fantastic.
All right, mate, put Alan back
Thank
on.
Thank you very much.
We'll talk to you later. Don't go anywhere, though.
Okay.
Right, put the boy back on.
Hiya.
Good Lord. I thought, he doesn't know it, I can't, please don't, and then he did know it. Because he didn't get it wrong, he just didn't do the next bit, so he got it right, you know what I mean? It's not split hairs. Alan, well done.
Thank you.
So, you're on the Millennium Bridge?
We're on the Millennium Bridge in Newcastle.
Is that where we were?
Yes.
Earlier this year?
Okay. Okay, all right then. Well, anyway, mate, well done. Congratulations. Look after Mark, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
He's very beaming. He's jumping around the place.
I would imagine he'd be quite excited.
Yeah.
All right, mate, talk to you later.
Cheers, Chris.
Bye.
This summer, Radio 1 takes you to Euro 2004.
Good Lord. Once again, I'd like to apologise for Phil. It was nerves and panic.
He's not a bad person. He just
made a
mistake.
There's another word for charity, I believe, in kiddies, hospitals and everything. 7:57. People always talk about every time you do a competition like this, right? You can't please everybody all of the time. Sex comes in.
What happens if you can't listen to the radio till 8 o'clock in the morning, so you can't hear the password, you fat idiot?
You get up out of bed earlier, you stupid listener.
your right to reply.
Snooze, you lose. What do you want me to say? And by the way, you just wasted your money texting me that. So, swivel. And so, and lots of people, by the way, texting and going, why did you apologise? I thought that was really funny when he swore. Because I have to. That's why. Because I've got to look after my job. You know? Plus, as well, it was the wrong password.
Hmm.
You know, if that would have been the right word, he'd have been a winner.
Not what we had on our sheet, though.
No.
Sheet, I said. There, morning Ofcom.
Oh, dear. Again, apologies. For those of you who are offended by that, I apologise. In fact, I apologise to everybody. I apologise to the people who found it amusing and would like to hear more swear words. Mm. I apologise, I can't do it. I'm just sorry to everybody. I love everyone. I give lots of money to charity. Thank you. Shall we move on?
Yep. Right.
Right. Two great records coming up in a couple of minutes. Two absolute corking records, I promise. After we do some news and sport with Dom and Jules, it's 1 minute past eight.
The jail at the centre of prisoner abuse in Iraq is being destroyed.
And is Hussein ready to quit the test team?
UK Radio and Newsbeat is now 4 minutes past eight.
I have our UEFA Euro 2004 Portugal sticker album.
I'm really excited.
You are very excited about this, aren't you?
Yeah.
And we were sent some stickers for it by the people who manufacture under license by the company that do it.
Thank you to them.
Which is like a frying something. And then another word.
And also the name of an Italian sandwich.
Ah.
Yeah.
Ciabatta.
Yep.
Yeah. He was in Star Wars. No, he sounded like a chicken.
Calm down, Jimmy.
So, Dominic, you get some stickers.
Brilliant.
Juliet, you get some stickers.
Yay.
Dave, you get some stickers.
Cute.
And Rachel gets some stickers.
Can we open them?
Yeah, open them now. We're looking predominantly for England players.
Any particular number?
Just England players.
Ooh.
Okay. So that's what we're looking
at. The packet open.
Well, there you go.
It's like yesterday, I can't pronounce any of
them. I haven't got
okay,
any
not England. Not England. Not England.
No.
Not England.
No England.
Oh, I've got an England player!
Yay!
Yes! Oh, yes. Or have I?
Well, it's not that difficult.
Well, I don't know. It's Glenn,
even you should know the
it's
England
It's Glenn
squad.
Johnson.
Yeah?
Yeah.
English.
He's got an English cap.
Yeah. There you go. Brilliant. Hey?
I've got Anders Svensson.
Have you? Mm. I'm sorry to hear that. Get some ointment for it, love. So there you go. I got Glenn Johnson.
Oh, mine are rubbish again.
Morning, Glenn, if you're listening. You won't be listening, though, will he? Aren't they in, like, you know, Andorra or something? Some baby.
Sardinia.
Yeah.
They're having a
Andorra.
Relaxation time.
That's where you go skiing.
Well, I don't know, do I?
Top of the Pyrenees.
Right, that's our first England player in the sticky book. Sticky book, number 122, Glenn Johnson, Chelsea.
Mine are rubbish.
That'd make it more fun if it was a sticky book.
I'd be worried.
It depends how excited you are by the book.
And stickers.
I've got two Croatian players, which is very exciting.
Name them.
I have Kovac and Mornar.
I too have a Croatian, yep. Stefan Thomas.
Oh, I've got one as well, Jerko. Jerko Leko.
Bienvenue.
I've got two Bulgarian.
I've got a Bulgarian as well.
Wow, it's great, isn't it, the sticker game?
Martin Stankov.
Oh, I love him. I mean, obviously now... Do you want to open some more?
Do you want to swap?
Yeah, I think so.
Kasper Bogoland.
I've got the Czech badge.
No, look, they're all going in the same book, Pillock.
No, these are my book.
No.
They're my stickers.
I gave you the stickers for the show book.
Ah, au contraire, because they are group stickers. You can't have all of them.
Huh? Don't we need to have a book each, then we can do swaps?
Dave, we got sent two boxes. We have over 250 stickers.
Open some more.
Relax. Chill out, brother. So anyway, there you go. I'll open some more off the air, okay? Actually, let's open some now. Because all I want to do, Dominic, catch, all I want to do is have
see
some fun. If we can get any England players, right?
All I want to do is have some fun.
With England's number one. Okay, right.
We're looking for England.
I have
one!
I have... Oh, do you? Excellent. Yeah. Who have you got?
He's Ginger.
I've got
Scholes.
No, Nicky Butt.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have half of the Spanish team and half of another team.
There's a Bulgarian in every one.
Oh, no.
They should say that on the
I've
front.
Got Van der Sar, but he's not English.
I've got two the same, man.
See, it's great. Football sticker book fun.
Swapsies.
Hey, I've got a good one. Yeah. I'll swap you Van Nistelrooy.
Yeah. For, I tell you what, you can have,
No deal.
No, really?
Forget it.
Okay, how about...
I'll give you Bogoland for him.
Who?
Bogoland.
Who's Bogoland?
Casper Bogoland.
He's Danish.
You can keep your Bogoland, Dave. And instead, I'll just give me Van Nistelrooy, and I will give you Dennis Ramadahal.
You can have my butt.
No, you're all right. Thanks very much.
Chris Miles knows the stars. He knows Dalen and Tendek. And Vernon Tess and Richard. And Will and Gareth Gates. And Robin Abbott, Liam Nolan, Lulu. Roy Walker and Davina. But he's never met Des Liner.
Two great songs coming up right now.
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
9 minutes past eight, Tuesday morning. We've already had our winner on Where's Allard Today. He was on the Millennium Bridge in... You would say Newcastle. I would say Newcastle.
I might say Newcastle.
Right, well, I just said...
Depending on where I am, you see, I like to fit in with the locals.
Well, there you go. Right, Scissor Sisters, follow Mojo at Radio 1.
Lady.
Love this record. Scissor Sisters and Laura with Joe Wiley in June in the Live Lounge as well. And they're played at Homelands. All good. Comes out in a fortnight.
I gotta live my own.
If you listen to Dave Pearce tonight, you can win a competition to go to Homelands.
I'll be listening.
And fly in a helicopter.
I'll be listening. I'm out.
From 6 o'clock.
I won't. Do you not hear what I said? I'll be out. I'll be listening.
Oh.
What?
Hello. We're on a coach at 6 o'clock.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Okay.
Maybe they might have a radio on the coach.
Yeah, but no. Oh, hang on. Stop. Hang on. Stop. Hang on. Play. It's quite a past eight.
Morning, everybody. How are you?
Very good point that somebody texted in saying it's important when doing swapsies. You're meant to flick through exactly what you've got while I sit there going, got, need, got.
Yeah, but we haven't been playing very long, so therefore that's no
We've only opened
that.
Two packets, so it's basically need. Who? It's like that at the moment. Well, do you know what? I think we should give away some stickers. But only...
Just the rubbish ones. Only to... All the Bulgarians.
Now, here's a question. No.
But we've all got too many Bulgarians. Let's give all them away. Okay, nobody wants them
here's
anyway.
Here's a test. I have three packets in my hand. Choose one.
Middle one?
Yeah. Okay, let's just see what's in here.
You watch.
These are football stickers,
chock full
away.
Of Bulgarians again.
Okay. Andreas Andersson. He's Swedish.
Yeah.
Jerko Leko.
I've got him.
He's Croatian, isn't he?
Got.
Christoph Spicer.
Need.
Paul Ferreira.
Oh, he's German. Oh, and I've got him as well, hang on.
And Philip Kockel.
I've got him as well, Paul Fryer, that one.
Yeah.
He looks
Germany.
He looks a bit sad, doesn't he? He looks upset.
He looks lost.
Yeah, God.
So there big ears.
Right, well anyway, so there you go, it's a great big sticker game. What we should do, now do we give away packets of stickers to little kiddies who really want to get all the stickers, or to grown men who really should know better, or women?
But don't give them the whole packet, open the packet first.
We're not, I'm not having, you know...
Take out the good ones.
I'm not having someone all day, spent all day in the office, right, putting one sticker in an envelope and putting it
it's
in the mail.
Good job for Jocelyn.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah, who do you want? Yeah, Philip Cockoo. Yep, okay. Thanks, bye.
Hello, Radio 1, sticker helpline. Who have you got and who do you need?
I've got... Has anyone got the Daily Star there?
That's behind you.
Oh, okay. I read the Daily Star first thing when I got into work this morning. And, I tell you what, shocking from start to finish, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to run through... This is what happened this morning when I ran through the paper, okay? So strange everything is. Page 3, got a brand new Page 3 girl. Yeah.
What's her name?
She's called Molly, she's 22, and she comes from Durham. She used to run her own hair salon, and likes nothing better than a nice cup of tea. I'm sure she must like something better than a nice cup of tea.
Yeah.
Like chips, or cake, or like £1,000. But underneath that, Patrick Keilty has just landed an £8 million TV deal in America.
£8 million?
I wondered why we haven't seen him down the pub recently. He's going to host a show on ABC, a quiz show called Deal or No Deal. £8 million quid. You know what that means, though? The Fame Academy job's up. Huh? I'm up for that. All right? Keep going through the newspaper. CDs that you bought in the 80s with your favourite bands, right, might soon be rubbish. Because they've gone, they basically said that the early ones were not so indestructible as they were, we were kind of all led to believe. And eventually, over time, and soon, they may be unplayable on your CD player.
But none of them are indestructible. They used to say that you could spread jam on them and stuff, and that's simply not true.
No, so it gets your machine all
I've tried.
Then, right...
Talking of CDs from the 80s...
Mm, yes.
We haven't talked about the offer that we've had as well.
What?
I have to tell Dom about the offer that we've had of the guest from the 80s.
Okay, interrupt my flow if you
okay,
want.
Okay, go on then.
For me to read out this thing. Hey Dominic, guess what?
What, Chris?
We've been offered an interview with Steadman from Five Star. He has a new single out called Make It Happen. And apparently he's a big fan of the show and really wants to come on.
That would be brilliant. There he could go. Do the weather, rain or shine.
Anyway, back to the CDs.
Then there's a picture of Jane Danson, who played Leanne Battersby.
Oh, with a bum out.
On the set of Coronation Street, with no knickers on, right? Well, I don't understand it. I don't know whether it's a storyline or just a nice picture of her bottom, okay? So then I keep going. Billy Piper, who we used to be friends with years ago, Dave...
Back in the day.
...will be the new assistant to Doctor Who.
Which is good. Congratulations, yeah. Billy.
And we used to know her. We don't know her. Did we or did we not?
Not grant her her first interview?
Yes. Her first ever big interview. Her first interview, I think, was with us.
Hmm.
Anyway, there you go. So, well done to Bill. Okay. So then I'm flicking through the paper and I'm like, oh, there's lots of stories about that. And then I get to page 20 and I'm like, oh my God! And it's my friend, topless, in the paper.
Oh, I've seen this picture.
Now, and I can't look at it. Basically, Joanna Taylor is my friend. Honestly, she's spoken to me in everything through a court injunction. But she's been Hollyoaks. Let's play Jerry in Hollyoaks. And I remember talking to her on the phone ages ago, and she goes, she was out somewhere foreign, and I said, what are you doing? She goes, I'm shooting a movie. I said, oh, great. She goes, it's really bizarre, though, because I've got to have a steamy shower scene with Dean Cain. Dean Cain?
Was he Superman?
Was he Superman? She goes, yeah. I'm going to do a scene with Superman in a shower. So we were laughing about it, and I'm like, what a bizarre job you have. But you're in a shower this afternoon with Dean Cain. So then I see the photos that are just... I'm just sitting in the paper. Turn the page. Hey, there's a massive picture with the Thrupneys out. And by... Don't get me wrong. Cracking pair. But she's my mate. And I shouldn't be seeing things like this. Granted, I'll be honest, secretly in the back of my mind, I've been after her, got up for years. But... Not like that. And then there's a picture of her and Superman getting it on.
I'm not a friend of hers.
Right.
Wouldn't offend me.
No, but you can't. I can't show you then a picture of my friend's breast. It's just weird.
Well, it's not that weird.
No. I've seen them.
It's almost norm.
I mean, only in paper form, not in real life.
I can't show you. Okay, look. Right, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
There.
Whoa.
Oi, that's my mate you're gawping at.
No.
She's a fine actress and a lovely woman.
Yeah, she is.
She's not just a pair of breasts, a fantastic pair of beautiful breasts. She's a woman. She's got feelings and imagination and...
Lovely knockers.
And molten brown in her bathroom. She's a woman. She's a lady. Good Lord almighty. It's just, you know, first thing this morning. Do you know what I mean? I don't even see your breast first thing in the morning, Dominic.
Well, not since we had that row.
No, exactly. Never again.
Go back to your bloody mothers. Also, as well as that, right, my life at the moment is just all a mess. I'm having Sky TV problems. I know.
Reality horse racing.
Do you know what it is? Virtual horse racing.
Oh, yeah. That's,
get it right.
That's just horse racing.
And virtual greyhound racing. Basically, I'm having a dish problem, right? What are you laughing at?
Go on.
You don't realise how bad this is.
I thought you were going to, pour out your heart to us. Some, sensitive personal problems or that rash or something again. But, this is to do with the dish.
Yeah. But what it is I keep having no signal received. I'm getting a weak signal. Now, I keep switching the set on and off. Because I phoned up once before and said I'm having trouble with my Sky. It keeps freezing. They went, right, okay, what you need to do is, if you go to the back of the box.
Yeah.
And you find the power lead, yeah? If you follow the power lead all the way to the plug, yeah, can I just stop you? Are you about to tell me to unplug it, leave it for a minute and plug it back in again? Basically, yes, sir, yes. And that's your technical advice, yes. But it will work.
Okay, unplugged it, left it for a minute, put it back in.
Is it working, sir? Yes, it is.
But that's so weird, because I, too, have just had TV problems. My cable's been on the blink. I have a remote control for my cable, right? With volume and channel and all those kind of
things. Remote control. Yeah.
And the other day, for the last week or so,
yes.
I've not been able to change anything. I've been trying to press the volume, nothing happens.
Did you change the batteries? Thing,
nothing happens. I changed the batteries yesterday. Fine.
Can I just ask you this question, right? Be honest, right?
I didn't ring the helpline. No. Problem.
Be honest. When you realised, right, that, obviously, it would have been your first thought that your battery's running out. Did you start pressing the buttons harder?
Yeah.
Why do you do that?
Yeah, I do. Oh, the other thing is, I get closer. I actually crouch on the floor no more than half a foot away from the box and press it really hard.
Why do you press the buttons harder? It doesn't give the batteries more power.
You can roll batteries. Do you roll batteries?
Oh, you take them out and kind of lick them and stuff and then...
No, you
it
don't.
It gives you another two days or something like that.
I was surprised because they were fairly new.
To any kids listening, I'd just like to say, don't lick batteries. Don't lick batteries. Okay?
Anyway, it's all sorted now.
So anyway, I start getting grief last night. Last night, Murphy's Law, BBC One, I missed it because I couldn't get a signal for BBC One. BBC Two Dead Ringers, on at the same time, missed it because I can record two channels, can't see anything. So I watched Hell's Kitchen instead on Rachel's advice. Through the proper aerial,
yeah.
It's really bad reception, and you can't rewind it. So I missed two of my favourite shows last night. Sophie's nudging me, going, "You better get this sorted by Friday." Serious? You better get this sorted by Friday. Why? What's Friday? Big Brother and Friends. I said, "Yeah, but we can watch Channel 4. E4? Where's E4? All right. Jesus, Sophie, I didn't think you were that into Big Brother. You've got to get it sorted by Friday. All right. So I've got to do that today. Honestly, and people just think I just turn up, talk a load of rubbish and play records.
One Life on Radio 1.
It's exam time!
And there he is there. It's Dennis Ramadadadal for Denmark in my Football Euro 2004 sticker book.
Can't believe what you said to Juliet.
What?
That's not in the spirit of sticker swapping.
All I said to
him was... I will swap you this if you give me what?
I said, I will swap you, cocker if you give me butt. That's all I said. Because I've got two of them.
Two cockers?
No, two butts. BBC. Radio 1. Newsbeat. See that gag coming a mile away? See that gag coming? It's like,
it's a big
here we go.
Train.
Here we go. It's a cocker butt gag coming. Here we are. Stop making noise with your stickers. We're acting like a bunch of... Rachel just said, they're so sad. They're all sitting in the studio sticking their stickers in their book. And I went, they're so pathetic. Walked in and during the whole of the Ash record, I've been putting stickers in my book. You know what I mean? I own my own house, for God's sake.
You've written your name on your book, by the way. Need to do that, otherwise we'll get mixed up.
Don't worry, I've got it all sorted. It's all good. Right, we'll play Shakedown at Night in a few seconds. Let's get some news from Dominic. It's now 8:32.
And the main news this morning, George Bush has announced that the Abu... And the weather, fine and sunny in Wales and southwest England, more cloud elsewhere and cooler in the north and the east.
Christian Vieri.
Do you know what irritates me? It's the fact that the whole book is written in foreign. Right? You know when you're looking for Croatia,
yeah.
It's not under C, it's like HR Vatska,
And then, you know, Greece is Hellas.
One road travel.
It's a four-number A road this morning. It's the A3400 in Warwickshire. There are long southbound delays on Birmingham Road in Stratford-upon-Avon. It's all because of roadworks at the junction with Joseph Way. That's when you have to press the thing. Stop looking at stickers and press your button.
I'm halfway through putting Vieri into the book and you can't stop because you've got to align it right.
And...
Oh, hang on, that's not the end of One Road Travel.
One Road Travel on Radio 1.
It's now 8:37.
I was getting very excited because I have Desai.
How many have you opened? I thought we've only opened two packets each.
I have just opened two packets, yeah. Three, four
right,
packets.
Okay, hang on.
Whoa, where are you going?
You said you can only open two.
I did say you could only open two. Well, however, am allowed to open four.
I live for this.
You're a father.
I don't care.
You're a husband and a father.
That's not fair if you've opened four.
Well, how many have you opened?
Two.
So have I. This is my third. If you opened four, it should be a ballpark figure.
Okay, so how many are you going to open then? So how many more packets do you want?
Well, I want the same as everyone, a level playing field.
Bulgarian. Well, how many have you opened?
I've opened two, so I need another
two
one.
Two more packets for you.
So we're going to do four.
Two more packets for Jules.
Yay.
Two more packets for Rachel.
Thank you, Chris.
And so one more packet for me.
No, because that makes you five.
I am the sticker master.
Give us another one.
No, Dominic, stop taking stickers. We only have another 4,500 packets left.
I have a batch.
A batch?
There's a Bulgarian in every one.
Guaranteed.
Ivali Petrov.
Get your stickers today with a Bulgarian in every packet.
The Chris Moyle Show. National Radio 1.
My sticker book is looking good now, I've got to tell you. It's really cool. I've got three players out of four packets, three players that I've heard of. I'm quite proud.
You written your name on it yet?
No, I'll write my name on it in a minute.
Put it there on the front like me. Look, Dave's book.
Oh, my then, God, you've really written Dave's book on your sticker book.
Yeah, but otherwise, because they all look the same, see?
You really are a very sad man.
Chris Moyle Show.
8:39. Rachel sits in the studio, she goes, God, you're all a bunch of kids with your sticker books, it's pathetic. You know, you're on Radio 1, you're meant to be entertaining everybody. Go to the text messages, people are going, have you got Van der Zaar, have you got any spares? So if you've got your sticker book, your football sticker album, and you need anyone, give us a quick ring, 08700 100 100, because we've got loads of packets of stickers. We'll open up a random packet. And you can have whoever's in there. How about that?
Fair enough.
Five free stickers.
What, each person?
Yeah. We'll just take a couple of calls, that's okay. All. We can't be here all day.
Stuff to do.
Radio 1, all day today is football sticker book day.
You know, it's a lot easier now that you explained that number system to me.
I can't believe Dave. Dave said on the air a few minutes ago, because if you just switched on, we got the football sticker book. You know when you're a kid? Right, that. We got that. And because, obviously, it's European football...
It's all written in foreign.
It's written in about 6 different languages, right?
Mm-hmm.
So trophy, Becker is another word for trophy, apparently.
Is it?
Yeah. Official logo, officiel's logo, logo officiel, logo official, officiel logo, logo official. See, official logo, that kind of thing. But all the teams are in whatever language it is. I don't know.
So things like Croatia is like Hrvatska.
Yeah. And Greece is
Hellas.
See?
And Sweden is Sveriga.
And Russia is Rushija. So Dave goes, God, it's all in a different language, and it's taken me ages to find the teams. I'm like, Dave, look at the back of the sticker. It's got a number on it, you pillock. Oh, yeah. He didn't know.
Oh, that's much easier.
He didn't know. He didn't know. There's numbers on the backs of the stickers.
It's much easier. I've got a lot quicker now. Honestly, I did like three in the last record.
You're such a loser. You really are.
So anyway, though, should we take a call?
Yep.
Should we just put one on the air?
What, randomly?
Yeah. Be fine. Hey, couldn't be any worse than later than earlier than on this morning. Okay, let me take, let's try this. Hello, Radio 1, you're live on the air.
Oh, hello, good morning.
Morning, who are you?
I'm Liz from Reading.
Okay, right, so, have you got a sticker book?
Well, my son's got a sticker book, okay, so I thought all I'd right. give you a call. He's okay. only got about four missing.
He's only got four missing?
Yeah.
He doesn't think about it. Okay, do you know who he needs?
He needs...
Yeah.
Number 332, Arjun Robin.
Yeah. Okay, write these down, Dave.
I am.
Okay, 332, yeah. Yeah.
Number 48 and 49, which are...
Ooh. 48 49.
Well, don't worry. Give numbers will do.
Oh, I can't find the page.
Yeah, well, what a good caller.
it's a team one from Marussia.
Hang on, no, 49 is with 50. 49 is the first one of the Russia team. 48 is Themistocles Nikolaidas.
Well, that's the one that he needs, and he needs 49 as well.
Right, okay.
All right.
He's got 50.
I've just opened two packets, and that's not good. So, 322...
Arjun Robin.
No, don't give me names, just give me numbers.
332.
What, yeah, is that all you need?
Yeah. Yeah.
What else?
48 and 49.
That's it.
Is that it?
Hey, you're out of luck. Do you know, it's three packets have opened.
And not one.
I'm afraid you haven't been lucky this time.
Oh, thanks, Chris, anyway.
No worries. And say, what's your boy's name?
He's called Bradley.
Hello, Bradley.
Thanks very much.
No worries.
Cool, but anyway, I'll tell him.
Okay, bye.
Thanks, bye.
There you go.
Oh.
No, that's just unlucky, I'm afraid. I mean, I'm trying.
But maybe you could read out those numbers now and see if anybody wants
it. It's like sticker bingo. Do you know what I mean? Shout house if we get to one. Anyway, I'll tell you what I do have. I've got number two, which is the little Portuguese cartoon mascot-y man. How exciting is this show today? I'm telling you.
Do you want that?
What?
The mascot.
No, these are for the listeners. We can't touch these. These are for the listeners. Okay, numbers then.
Are we really doing this?
No, we're not!
Good job you got your DJ dinner tonight.
Sticker number two. That one hasn't come out from about three packets now. Sticker number 34. And so on and so forth.
Hey, what are we going to do in half time?
We'll do serious news. I've got my first swapsie.
Right, go on.
It's number 334.
Yeah.
Ronald Waterhouse.
Oh, I love him.
From Holland.
Oh, okay. If you need any stickers, text us the number to 81199, right? Text us the number of the sticker you need, 81199. If I've got it, I've just opened three packets, three or four packets. If it's in there, we'll call you back on the air and you can have that sticker. For free, mind you, for free. I know. What a great show this is.
This is Radio.
Very nice. Josh Stone, fell in love with a boy at Radio 1, say 54. I really, really, really need sticker number two. Please, Chris, I need that stupid Portuguese mascot thing. I think two has gone already.
You had it a minute ago, didn't you?
No, I know, but I think someone beat to it. To complete my collection, I need 211. Thanks from Robin Stoke. See, people are taking this very, very seriously. I need sticker 247 from James.
86 for Phil and Kent, he needs that one.
So stupid. Yes, yes, yes. All right, we have no material for today's show, calm down. Hello, Lisa. Oh, gone from line one. Apparently she's after some stickers.
For a boyfriend, I think.
Mm.
Oh, well, if we can't talk to her, we can't give her the tickets.
Exactly.
That's the way the game works.
Because that's the way the game was designed. You just know as well that, you know, and I'm not saying it's a predominantly male thing, this, but I'm not saying it's you know...
We're Broadchurch.
But you just know that Ben Cooper, the head of mainstream programs, will come in and go, I heard you doing that sticker book thing all morning. God. Have you got 47?
Mm.
You know what's going to happen. Lisa, hello.
Hello, Chris.
Hello, Lisa. How are you?
Yeah, I'm well, thanks. How are you?
Good. What's your problem?
I've got a sticker book.
Right.
Well, the truth be known, it's not actually mine. But I'm sharing it with my boyfriend. And we can't buy any stickers in our local town.
Oh, no. Downer.
It is a downer, so I've got a couple of numbers I thought I'd throw at you.
Go on, throw at me.
What about 197?
197.
Have you got that one?
We have 197!
Yay!
What else do you need?
What about 34?
We've got 34!
Can I have it?
Yeah, so they're the only ones you need.
I need less, Laura. We can't buy any in our local town.
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do. Because I'm feeling generous, I'll throw in a 217.
Oh, you're a darling.
I know. Thank you very much. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Bye. There you go. God bless Lisa. Her and her boyfriend will have a great night tonight sticking in their stickers.
It's like sticker surgery, this, isn't it?
Not particularly. No, no. Well, I can only play a minute and a half of this because we've got to do your tedious link in a sec. In fact, in a minute and a half.
Too much stuff. Not enough time.
That's Morstan in the Shadows. I know we only played a little bit of it, but it's not like you don't hear it every single hour on Radio 1, for God's sake. Do you know what I mean? Calm down, dear. It's only the Rasmus.
Just enough, I think.
I like it.
I think it's a good record, but we don't have time today. Yeah. Too busy.
Just enough. I know, I like it. Right, Tedious Link, Dave. How do you get to today's track from yesterday's Everything Must Go, the Manic Street Preachers?
Everything Must Go is a sign you might see in a shop. A shop is where you'd go if you wanted to buy stuff. If you add ing to the end of stuff, you get stuffing, which often consists of sage and onion. The plural of onions is onions, which are popular... The plural of onion is onions, right, which are popular with the French.
Onions?
The French are also famous for wearing berets. When you think of the word beret, in the context of mid-80s Prince records, you think of raspberry beret by Prince.
Brilliant.
Prince of a different type are what you might do with a potato.
Ah.
Potato is one of the few words in the English language which contains two O's. Another one, of course, being beetroot.
Oh, what?
Beetroot juice stains really badly.
Right.
Don't put me off.
Right.
Badly drawn boy has a beard, as does Brian McFadden, who sadly lost out in the final of the Soccer Sixes on penalties. Going well, this.
He was stuffed, wasn't he, from a great team, including the legend
Ralph
Little.
Brian McFadden is famously Irish, and in that respect, shares something in common with Sinead O'Connor, which links it to this morning's Tedious Link track. It is, of course, Sinead O'Connor, Nothing Compares to You.
Brilliant! Right, a tearjerker coming up. If you pardon the expression. She sheds a tear in that video. Beautiful. She's also got a massive spot on her face as well.
Is she?
Yeah. Beautiful. Sinead O'Connor, Nothing Compares to You. Seamless?
Yeah, badly read, but seamless.
Think? You're badly read, boy.
It's because you were putting me off.
Ralph Little's tuned in, by the way. He just texted in saying, I take it you talked about Soccer 6 yesterday. I wasn't listening. I had a terrible hangover. So that's why I sort of mentioned him there.
Morning, Ralphie.
Morning, Ralph. What's going on with him and Colin Murray?
It's all sorted now.
Is it?
Yeah.
Are they all friends?
They smoked the pipe of peace.
Did they really? I don't even know what that means. I never knew Ralphie was like that. Colin, I had my, you know, suspected, but anyway. Good Lord. Right, Dave, you ready? It's half-time on the show, which means it's a bit where you say...
Let's get ready to rumble! Where's the music?
You said rumble.
Oh, God, I did it.
You did.
How ridiculous.
It's not
rumble, it's ramble.
So what do you say, Dave?
Let's get ready to rumble!
Have you just switched the radio on? Morning. Already I've seen my friend's breast today. They're in the paper. Something you're not expecting to see at 6:15 in the morning. Strangely enough, something I've always fancied seeing at 6:15 in the morning, but never had the opportunity. But there they are in the paper today. That's thrown me. Tell you. I missed Murphy's Law on BBC One last night, so that's thrown me as well. Love Murphy's Law. I think I'm the only one who watched it. Although I found out my dad started watching it. So that's all right.
Is that the Jimmy Nesbitt one?
Yeah.
Not seen it. Looks good, though.
It's good, man. I really like it.
Not seen it.
Really good. Oh, what else?
Oh, I missed Lethal Weapon 3 last night.
Oh, I watched half of it.
Did you?
Yeah.
Because the wife was insisting on watching her 3 episodes of Corrie, and I was in the mood for compromise.
Spare TV, son, that's what you need.
Yeah, but it's like a coat hanger aerial. Right. Reception's rubbish, can't get Channel 5 in the bedroom.
Yeah, but, you know, she wants to watch something else, she should.
Oh, that's it.
Yes, Rachel?
I was just thinking about Coronation Street.
Were you? Mm. What are you thinking about it?
Well, I missed it last night.
Did you really?
It's very exciting. There was a big scrap in the street.
It was a massive fight.
Was there?
Yeah.
What did it sound like?
Well, basically, it was the mothers brawling on the street.
Gail and Eileen.
One of them was in... I didn't see it. I've seen all the photos and everything. But, were they both in dressing gowns?
Gail was in a dressing gown.
Right.
Eileen wasn't, I don't think.
We'd like to hear it.
Yeah.
Okay.
That kid of yours has been robbing grandkids since she was 13!
Stop it!
At least she's not!
Oh, there'll be dozens more to come!
Oh, please!
Every one of them a different father! Need an ACE test after going with him!
Deserve that needs an ACE test after sleeping with your slag of a daughter!
Shut up! I tell you what, it's just like being back at home. It really was.
The best line in it, though, was... Gail is outside, right? And obviously she's having a big argument with Eileen. Now, Eileen is Todd's mum. And the whole thing is the fact that obviously Gail's upset because Todd's now said he's gay, and obviously Gail's daughter's pregnant, and it's a big mess and all this kind of
stuff. I don't understand what the problem is.
But anyway, so they're having this...
Live and let live, that's what I say.
They're having this big slagging match. No, I am into Corrie now, Rachel.
I can't believe how much you know about Corrie.
Well, no, because it gets thrust upon me, so to speak.
Rachel, I don't think Todd's the only one who's, you know, not the only one coming out this week.
So Gail's upset, and she's giving Todd a hard time. At that point, Todd's brother, Jason, turns up from the building site, and he's wearing his hard hat, and Gail goes, oh, here we go, here's the rest of the village people, which was lovely. It was just a great moment as he kind of sidles up. Line of the evening.
Well, they enjoyed their fight last night, they certainly did.
Mm.
And then the boys had a fight as well.
Yeah.
Bless them. With Adam Rickett. When you touch me, I'll breathe again. Do you remember, he had a hit in the chat.
Blood on the cobbles.
I'm telling you. But the women fighting, you just can't beat that. Really, it's just like being in... Anywhere in Yorkshire or Lancashire. Unbelievable. That's the sound of two women fighting. You know, that's pretty much the reaction I get from women when they see me naked.
Mm.
Rachel, do your thing.
The lines are now open for car park catchphrase. 08700 100 100. You need to be in a car, know your catchphrases, and be in a car park.
I've been a girl with a skirt pulled. My gosh, don't you know it? It's the streets. This text message comes in. It's anonymous, though, sadly. I've been listening to your show for page refreshes and can't see now the text. Basically says, I've been listening to your show for the past 4 months. I think it's great, and I think the radio station is the best in the UK. I listen every morning on my way to school. However, it's my last day at school today. Thanks very much. I'll miss you. Now I'm like, make the effort. You know, we're not going anywhere.
Get an alarm clock.
Yeah. You can listen again at Radio 1 online in the Listen Again feature every day.
It's very popular.
Listen in the afternoon, listen in the evening, listen in the middle of the night, whenever you want. If you want, you can listen to yesterday's show at the same time we're doing today's show.
That'd be really sad. Why would you do that? I don't know.
Someone's texting, Chris, I noticed that you've played The Streets again, but you played it earlier. Yes, we played it at 6:55 this morning. It's 9:20. Now, I understand that, you know, lots of the regular listeners get irritated by a high rotation of songs. But I honestly think the best part of 2.5 hours, you know, is get a life. Stop me moaning. We did the competition earlier, Where's Salad? We've already done it. Well, we did it we got a winner about 7:55 this morning. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow morning we'll read out another password sometime between 7 o'clock and, well, realistically sometime between 7 and 9, won't it?
You'll have a chance every day.
Yeah.
Keep listening.
Alan will be in another different part of the UK with tickets for our airport finale. Which is getting loads of listeners to an airport in London. We'll play more stupid games and silly competitions, and three of those people will fly out with us that afternoon to Portugal.
The rest go home with their suitcases.
Yeah. Sorry.
That's the way it works.
I decided, by the way, when we do that show, okay,
mm-hmm.
I'm hiding after 10 o'clock because I don't really want to be hanging out with the people who've lost and are probably a bit peed off. Hey, do you know what we can do? If, because obviously not everyone can win tickets,
mm-hmm.
we can just give them a load of stickers. I'm sorry, you haven't got the flight to Portugal and the tickets to the three England qualifying games for Euro 2004. We've got some football stickers for you. Hello.
Oh, what we can do is put them in a big envelope so they'll think that maybe they're flight tickets, but they're not, they're stickers.
You really are a nasty man.
This summer, Radio 1 takes you to...
Radio 1.
Text message comes in. Chris, Colin Murray says that Spoonie has got a large penis. Is this true? How the hell would I know, God's sake?
Colin got a shock in the showers the other day.
Did he ever?
This is when he discovered this thing. It was only him and Spoonie in there, apparently.
Yeah.
Honestly, he was talking about it all the way home. He never shut up.
No.
Never seen anything like it, he said.
It's 9:21. Love that. Keen and everybody's changing from Radio 1. Jo Wiley's here from 10 o'clock this morning. She's lovely. She wants football stickers, but she ain't gonna get it. I know. She's dying for one of my books, but no. I'm sorry. That really didn't mean that to sound like the carry-on double entendre that it sounded like. Yes, Rachel?
She's also got the Beastie Boys in the line.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's what I knew about. There was something else, yeah. Beastie Boys from Joe Wiley's show at 10 o'clock.
You held my hand and walked me home. I know.
Avril Lavigne and Don't Tell Me. Go very quickly. I just want to interrupt this. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Alad is going to be listening to the show somewhere in the UK now, and he's going to absolutely flip. But I've got to do this because he's not here and I can get away with it. Alad has a video mobile phone, and I have a video mobile phone, so we can see where he is when he's doing his Where's Alad thing, okay? So I'm playing with this video mobile phone at home last night, and I'm like, oh, look at all this. This is a good multimedia and all that, settings and video and messages. Well, that's nice. Let's have a look at some messages. And I found some messages that Alad has sent, obviously while trying out the phone, right? So, let's go for this one there, right? Now, I'm not going to read this out in the air, but I'm just going to show you. That's one of the messages that he wrote to someone. Rachel? Exactly. Dave? Dominic, have a look there. See that?
He's not going to be happy.
Okay, he's not going to be happy at all. So then he sent that, so I thought, oh, well, hang on, there must be a reply in the inbox. And from the same phone number is that one there. So, Alad, after reading your text messages, this is just for you.
If you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a b- ain't one. I got the rap. I got 99 problems, being a b- ain't one.
Hit it! Sing it, Dave.
99 problems, but a b- ain't one. If you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son.
I got 99 problems, but a b- ain't one. I really want Del Winton to do this.
99 problems, but a b- ain't one.
I think it'd be great. I think it'd chart. I got 99 problems, but a b- ain't one. What do you think?
Never really considered it before.
If you're having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but the chain one.
You crazy for this one, Rick.
Pardon?
It's your boy.
It's your boy to you. It's my boy, it's not your boy. It's a bit of Jay-Z. Lee Cabrera, that record, the Alex Satana one. Do you remember that one?
We played that in Ibiza, didn't we?
Ibiza, massive tune coming up. And the 411 Ghostface Killer track after news and sport with Dom and Jules. It's 9:31.
The Iraqi jail at the centre of prisoner abuse is being destroyed. And it's now 9:34.
Sport Relief is coming. Saturday, 10th of July, Sport Relief Night. Helping to raise money for people from both the UK and all around the world who need a bit of help to improve the quality of their lives. Like you, Dominic.
Thank you.
This year, one of the best ways of raising money is with the Sport Relief Mile. And they're trying to get as many people up and down the UK running a mile at the same time as possible. So I decided to host my own mile in Leeds. The Miles Mile. You see what I've done there?
Nice title.
Thank you. So I need listeners of the show to be there with me and run. You don't have to run it. You can jog it.
Walk it.
Crawl it.
Can you cycle it?
I don't know. I'll tell you how you can find out. By logging on to www.sportrelief.com.
That's
sportrelief.com.
Mm.
All one word. So we're going to do it in Leeds, the Miles Mile, Roundhay Park. So the posh people live there call it Roundhay. Roundy, where I live. I saw Madonna play there, actually. You know, talking about Madonna, I saw Madonna play
there. Didn't Genesis
Park.
Play there as well?
Saw Genesis put up by, amongst other people, Paul Young. Love the common people.
Did Michael Jackson play there, too?
Yeah, he did on the Bad Tour.
Yeah.
I went to that as well. I recorded it.
Did you?
Yeah. I bootlegged the gig.
Did
on
you?
A dictaphone?
No, on a tape recorder.
That's of course illegal.
Get this.
Illegal.
Huh?
It's illegal.
I know it's illegal.
Mm.
What I did was, right, I got my Walkman, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, wrapped it in cling film, put it between two massive bread cakes, wrapped it up in tin foil, so that when they searched me, they went, what are those sandwiches, okay? The fact that it weighed a ton.
Really do that?
Yeah. However, got to take it out of the cling film and the bread, so all I got was this.
You had a recording system disguised as a sandwich.
Yes. Hey, who's gonna think anything of me walking to a gig with a huge sandwich? Anyway, bootlegging is killing music.
So is recording in cling film. That's doing a lot more work.
With new bread cake technology.
Anyway, back to Sport Relief. All it is a mile. It's a mile, seriously. It's a quarter of an hour, it'll tell you. Raise money for people who need it. Dominic is chickened out. He says he won't do it. Jill says she'll do it. Dave is going to do it on the air because he's on the radio at the time, so he's going to do the first bit of the show on a treadmill.
That'd be good radio.
And Rachel is umming and airing about it. Why? You can do it?
I have a free window. I said that yesterday.
I have a free window! It's not a yes, though, is it? You know what I mean? I was talking to my dad last night. My dad's having a big operation now. In fact, he's having a heart bypass, which sounds horrific, but I'm told it's all right. So he's doing that today, and I said to him, hey, you'll be out and ready for the Miles Mile on the 10th of July. And he goes, yeah, don't really think I'll be able to do any running, Chris. Apparently I've got to take it easy for 3 months. Okay. You can push around in a wheelchair if you want, Dad. Hello, Dad. Oh, Dad. He's not up for that, apparently. Anyway, 10th of July, be there. It's on your mind. In fact, you've got to register. I don't know what I'm saying be there for. You've got to register. www.sportrelief.com. Go there, register. I'll see you in July. It's on your mind. Saying mustard, that's why. Sing it, everybody. It ain't mustard. This is mustard. Mustard.
I can't fall down on my knees.
I love you, man.
And apologize to you.
Back, man.
Cause that ain't my style.
Mustard. I love that song, don't you, Dave? Oh, he's not here, is he? Where has he gone?
I don't know.
He's having a big dump. Oh, here he is. Dave?
Hello.
Tig? Dave has a lurgy! He has a lurgy! You lurgy meister!
It's time for Car Park Catchphrase. And here's your host, Chris Miles.
Good morning, Car Park fans and lurgy meisters. You got the lurgy, Dave.
That's not fair.
Yeah, it is fair. You snooze, you lose, sister. You got the lurgy, you got the lurgy, Dave, he's got the lurgy, Dave's got the lurgy.
It's not fair.
I was going to tick you, Roy, but I thought I'd get Rachel instead, who then could get Dave.
Thank you, Chris.
Pleasure, Roy. That's all right. Right, let's get straight into it then. Who are today's contestants? Lurgy.
Please welcome on line one, it's contestant number one.
Contestant number one, what's your name and where do you come from?
Yo, team, I'm Matthew from Bradford.
Hey!
Yo!
Did you say yo, team?
Yeah, your team.
Right, okay. What was that about? What do you do, Matthew?
Fireman.
Oh, well, I love firemen.
I love radio DJs.
Oh, do you? I class myself as a broadcaster.
Oh, right.
So, are you working now? Obviously not.
I finished work about 9 o'clock this morning.
Right.
And I just drove home. I'm in my garden now.
In the garden?
Well, in my drive.
Right, okay. When you finish work, do you have to slide down the pole or do you have to get the stairs?
No, you don't usually slide down the pole unless you go into a call-out.
Are the rules about the pole sliding?
Yeah, you just have to be careful, really, around it.
Can you only use the pole on an emergency call?
Yeah, you're supposed to, because if you injured yourself, then you get in a lot of trouble, you know.
Well, that's true. You'd be no good, you know, trying to get kiddies out of trees, would you, with a broken leg?
Is the pole actually faster than using the stairs?
Yeah, I'd say so, yeah.
Yeah, because it's a hole in the floor. It goes down, straight down.
But I thought about
the without having to walk to the staircase, go all the way down and then run through.
Yeah, I suppose so.
And do you know how you leave the doors open to the fire engines?
Yeah.
So what you do, in theory, throw your gear on, slide down the pole, get in the car, so you know what I mean, in the engine, and off you go.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, it's more like Batman when you slide down pole. When you get to the bottom, you're dressed.
Right, okay. Oh, I see. That's brilliant.
Yeah.
But do you never worry about car thieves?
Well, yeah, but you've just got to hope that no one will nick anything.
Right. What, in Yorkshire? Good Lord, Matthew.
Well, I'm at Brig House, so it's not that bad there.
Okay, all right then. Don't do that in Leeds, son. You go down, it's not well to run. Okay, so where are you parked?
Oh, no, I'm just parked in my drive, yeah.
Okay, all right, cool. What are you driving?
A big red Ford Fiesta bonus.
Nice wheels. Or as Dominic would say...
Bella's Rodish.
There you go. Right, let's hear the horn, Matthew. Oh, I like that.
Nice.
Yeah. It's like a fire engine horn, but different.
Fiesta 4.
Yeah. Let's hear it again. Beautiful, Matthew. Hey?
That's not like my mum's saying what.
All right. Hang on there.
And on line two, it's contestant number two.
What? Contestant number two, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hello, Chris. My name's Jamie and I'm from Torquay.
Hey! What a beautiful part of the world.
It is. The sun's shining.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Is it warm out there today?
It is very warm. Beach material, definitely.
Because we're stuck in a studio in a basement with no windows to the outside world and aircon on full, so we don't know what it's like.
Not good.
Okay, yeah, but we finished work in about 12 minutes, so that's not too bad.
That's right, I'm not working a week this week.
Hooray! Oh, are you employed by the BBC as well?
No, I'm a cabaret performer, mate.
Cabaret performer?
Yes.
Excellent. What, are you a singer? Do you tell jokes?
Yes, singer. Well, me and two girl dancers
right.
do, like, the circuit, vocal dance trio.
What's your name?
Three Dimensions.
Three Dimensions.
Yeah.
What kind of stuff do you sing?
Oh, anything from 60s right to modern day music, swing, rock, anything.
What's your favourite? Do you do Simply the Best?
No, we don't do Simply the Best. My favourite will probably have to be Proud Mary.
Oh, I love that. What the hell's that?
Proud Mary?
Yeah, no, I don't know.
Tina Turner.
It is Tina Turner.
There you go. Well, it's close then, you know what I mean? Proud Mary. Do you go, I love you, baby, and if it's... Come on, everybody, join in.
Depends how many beers we've had.
Right, okay, good. And you say you do it with two girls?
Yeah.
Are they fit?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah? Does that ever cause problems in the changing room?
Sometimes. They wear, like, skimmed hot pants and stuff like that.
Have you got a website?
Not just yet.
Right. You haven't got any photos of them, then?
I have got some photos. I'll email them to you this afternoon.
I think you should, do
Chris.Moyles at bbc.co.uk. Thank you.
No problem.
Where are you parked?
Parked in McDonald's car park in New Nabbot.
That's in Devon.
It is.
Thank you. What are you driving?
Peugeot 106.
Nice wheels.
Iron brew coloured.
Oh, lovely. What do you say about that, Dominic?
Bella's rollers.
All right, let's hear the horn, Jamie.
Okay.
Nice. I like that. Matthew, let's hear yours again. All right, so Matthew Lowe and Jamie Howe. Jamie, are you ready?
I am ready.
Matthew, are you ready?
Yep.
Horns at the ready. Fingers steady. Let's play car park catchphrase.
Oh, here we go then. Eyes down looking. Best of three. Mr. Fish appears to be in some discomfort. So I think it's to do with his rather embarrassing rash. Or embarrassing, not embarrassing. Yes, it's just Sean Connery, embarrassing rash. I believe they're in session with John Peel tonight, embarrassing rash. He's looking in his bathroom cabinet for some ointment to help alleviate the burning sensation. And he's found the ointment, but there seems to be something in it. Looks like a fly. That's awful. He seems to have a fly in the actual ointment that he was going to put on himself. As if there's a fly in the... Who was that?
Jamie? A fly in the ointment.
Fly in the ointment?
You're right!
I've never heard that before.
Do you know what, Matthew? I just said they're never going to get that. And I was right.
Fly in the ointment.
I love that. The Yorkshire lad goes, never heard of that. That don't count. Don't count that. Never heard of it. All right, well, one to you, Jamie. Matthew, you need to get this one right. Stay in the game.
Right, I'm there.
All right.
Let's have another car park catchphrase.
Mr. Fish is in Morocco, where he's wandering around an authentic Moroccan market. There's all sorts of weird exotic foods on offer. I'm being quite an adventurous eater. Mr. Fish is keen to try sheep's eyes. He's asking how much it is. Yes, Matthew.
Don't eat the sheep's eye.
Don't eat the sheep's eye.
Oh, it's good, but it's not right.
See, he doesn't know fly in the ointment, but he uses don't eat the sheep's eye. He's asking how much it is for one of the sheep's eyes. And the man seems to be saying, one eye. Market man doesn't seem to want any money. He'll only let him have... Who was that?
Eye for an eye.
Eye for an eye?
You're absolutely right! Yay! That's the car park catchphrase we were after. Well done.
Thank you, Roy. Well done, Matthew.
Cheers.
Don't eat the sheep's eye in the ointment because it's going to fly in it. Right, it's one apiece. It's the final one.
You're both back in play. Here's another car park catchphrase.
Mr. Fish looks like he's at the NASA Space Center in America. He's at a lecture about the movement of the planets, which has been hosted by Courtney Love. She's explaining the theory about the Earth's rotation and seems to be claiming all the credit for herself. She says that it's her that actually makes the world rotate. Yes, Jamie.
Love makes the world go round.
You're a winner.
Love it.
Hang on there, pal. Matthew, I'm sorry.
It's all right, man.
But you sound out of breath.
No, I was just so excited. It's all this excitement.
Right, okay, good. Well, listen, enjoy sliding down your pole again.
I will do, don't worry about that.
And you do a fine job and we all salute you.
Oh, cheers. Do you want to swap jobs for a week?
Not on your Nelly. Have a good one, Matthew.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers, pal. Bye. Bye. Jamie. Well done. You've won a great prize.
Well, I wanted to actually talk to you about that.
Right.
Seeing as I've been listening to your show for all these years.
Yeah.
I'd love to go to Euro 2004.
Right. Well, I tell you, the next best thing, we've got a Euro 2004 sticker album.
Hey!
And we'll throw in, get this, 2 packets of stickers.
Oh, fantastic, mate.
So you can pretend you're actually in Portugal with us.
It'll be just as good.
To be honest, right, when you're watching the first England game, the France game, right, and where will you watch it? In the pub?
In the pub.
Right. So you'll be in the pub, and you won't be able to see me anywhere. So no. To be honest, I'll be a bit like the real winners because I'll be in the VIP enclosure.
Oh, sorry for some. Can I just say a quick shout-out to my mate, DJ Elpus?
Bye. Right, so there you go. Another happy customer on Radio 1's Car Park Catchphrase. Thank you, Roy.
Thank you, Chris. Join us same time next time when we'll be playing another game of Car Park Catchphrase on Radio 1. Say goodbye, Mr. Fish. He's waving. This week...
Natasha Bedingfield's single. The news of the day is... Juliet, who is the sport queen in the morning, has now got the Lurgy in our TIG game. If you still have the Lurgy by 10 o'clock, it's 24-hour thing. Carries over until tomorrow's show. You can't get rid of it between now and the end of the show. Between now and the show tomorrow. Okay? Lurgy! Have a great day today. If you're taking a sickie, by the way, enjoy the sunshine. You're very naughty. I hope you feel guilty. And we're off. We've got the big Radio 1 DJ dinner tonight, going to a secret location. And we honestly, genuinely don't know where we're going. And we're praying it's not Hell's Kitchen. Mind you, I'm saying that. As long as there's a bar, we're not really bothered, are we?
You don't get any food, do you? I saw it.
That's a drink will do me. Back tomorrow morning, then Joe Wiley's next. Goodbye.
I'm thinking a boat, Chris. What about you? Boat trip. That's what I reckon it is tonight.
What, tonight?
Now you've mentioned Hell's Kitchen, though. That's quite intriguing.
Well, just we mentioned it really early doors this morning, and loads of people text in, I reckon you're going to Hell's Kitchen.
I hope so. Have you been invited?
What?
To Hell's Kitchen.
Dave has, I haven't.
Yeah, but listen, look, it's Dr. Fox, Vanessa Feltz, Dave and me.
Have you been invited?
That's the calibre,
is that
yeah.
Is that a date then, Joe?
Yeah, I think it could be tomorrow night.
Whoa, hey, back up there, Sparky.
Chris, I wanted to ask you something. Have you got one of those sticker books for me?
Would you like a sticker book?
I would love a sticker book, please. It's entirely for me.
You can't give it to Piers, your producer. It's only just for you. You had to promise me.
Unless he pays me an immense amount of money, it's for me.
Okay, you can have the sticker book.
Okay, see you tomorrow night then, Dave, yeah?
Pick you up at 8.
Whoa. Hey, no, seriously, stop.
What?
Joe, tonight...
Yeah.
Tonight's our date.
Yeah, but Dave's probably got memories of the last DJ dinner.
Oh, scars, more
shall I play a record?
Yep.
Oh, what a strike! This summer...